anywhere you roam this weekend. And however you may roam, flying, driving, or hiking, you will not be alone this Independence holiday weekend. And now you're officially awake with some Metallica coming out of KTAR.
I didn't know we had so many headbangers on the morning crew. Wow.
Millions of other Americans will be on the roads and in the skies, despite travel being costlier this summer than last. Blame it on cabin fever, one of the symptoms of the pandemic. The bad news for road travelers is that gas prices haven't come down much from their record highs. But the good news is there's no freeway closures in the valley this weekend. Of course, that could all change with a car crash, right? Good luck predicting what air travel is going to be like with all the flights that have been canceled. And KTAR senior news reporter Jim Cross is joining Jamie and me to talk about what to expect. I played the Metallica for you, Jim, because I know you're an old rocker.
Huh? You got the old, well, yeah, old and rocker. It's a nice combo. Go ahead.
So let's start with the roads. How many people will be on them?
AAA is estimating almost 42 million, which would be a 1% boost from last year. But overall travel, when you throw in the airlines, 48 million. And that number with the air travel is almost 4% higher than last year.
Wow.
So
okay. And it is. I think people were not expecting the ticket prices to be where they are or the gas prices to be where they are, but people just have to get out.
And one thing, too, the TSA says if you've experienced delays at the airport, it's not their fault. They are fully staffed and they have 1,000 agents on standby.
Don't blame us.
So they're like, don't blame us. It's not our fault.
Yeah. One of the other things people love to do, of course, is get out of Dodge and head up to the high country. We have some of the most beautiful high country anywhere in the United States here in Arizona. And there's a little bit of good news if you want to have a campfire, but you still got to be careful, right, Jim?
Yeah, you can have a campfire in a designated spot. Now, the four of our six national forests have lifted restrictions. The two that have not are the Prescott and the Tano.
Okay.
Locally here. Because conditions are still too dry. They have lifted millions of acres of restrictions, state and federal, but there's still areas, obviously, of the Coconino National Forest that burned in the recent pipeline fire and then earlier the tunnel fire, so those are shut down. You wouldn't want to fire up there anyway right now with all the rain. But they are telling people you've got to be very careful with campfires, and I think their big concern, at least around the valley, and we still have quite a few restrictions up around here, is people heading out to the lakes and stuff, dragging chains off their boats and trailers and stuff.
I know. It seems like such a weird thing, but it's caused fires.
Oh, it's caused countless fires over the years. And people pulling over, you know, they blow a tire or something or their engine goes out and they pull over into dry grass and off it goes.
Yeah. So. Yeah, you can't help that, right? Like if you're having a car fire, you can't help it. You got to get off the road, right? But it almost makes you want to carry a fire extinguisher with you everywhere you go, right?
Oh, I would this time of the year.
Yeah. No, it's not maybe the worst idea. Hey, look at, for once, Sharp had a good idea.
I will suggest it to the fire powers that be.
all right. So that you got some fire restrictions still in place and people out traveling anyway. What I think is interesting is that Jim's getting ready to start like a couple of weeks off. And you said there's no way you're on the road over the holiday weekend.
No, not on the holiday weekend. It's just any holiday weekend. And it's going to keep people, I think, closer to home. I mean, the AAA number as far as drivers is 50 miles or more. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a lot of people, you know, staycations out of lack of a better word. So, you know, we were up around, what, 580 or something a gallon in the valley on gas. And now every time I drive by a station, I see like 541. I go, wow.
Yeah.
You know?
The bargain.
Yeah.
It's almost at $5 a gallon. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was going up like 20 or 30 cents a day there. And now it's coming down like 2 pennies at night.
Oh, my
gosh.
Yeah. No, that's what we're doing. We've got a little staycation. Of course, Liberty, my daughter, her birthday is over the Independence Day weekend. So we're going to go ahead and do a little staycation. And it's close enough that we don't have to hire a dog sitter. Dad just got to have to run back and forth to the house and feed him and take him out and do all that. That's okay. I'm fine with not spending too much time at the pool.
Oh, the humanity.
Exactly. That's what everybody would be saying if I was at the pool. So that's why when they're at the pool, I'm going to be over at the house.
Self-deprecation on a Friday.
Well, all right. Cross, if you're not doing anything over the next 2 weeks,
Jamie,
you have a truck.
Jamie needs help moving.
Yeah. Don't do it, Jim. Don't do it.
Jessica helped her yesterday.
Bad knees.
All right. 548 now at KTAR.